This is Matt Connickson. I'm a sales agronomist with CHX Ag Services in Oakley, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network, direct from the International Crop Expo. I'm Don Wick, along with Jamie Dickerman at the show, Randy Conan in studio. Excellent crowds, by the way, for the first day of the International Crop Expo. A big trade show, seminars going on as well. The United States is a net importer of potatoes. That message being made this morning here. Potatoes USA CEO Blair Richardson credits the strong consumer demand for spuds for that trend. The Belgium company Agristo is planning to build a potato processing plant in Grand Forks, but that's not the only international company making an investment in the States. Companies from France, India, also working on similar projects across the country. Regarding domestic demand, Richardson said the younger generation looks at potatoes differently than the boomers.
Gen Z is especially, and even millennials, that they are cooking potatoes differently than we do. They're not baking them and spending an hour in the kitchen doing it. They're cutting them up, putting them in the air fryer, and spending 10 minutes to cook their potatoes. They don't perceive potatoes to be inconvenient. Our generations, we thought potatoes were inconvenient. We fought through that, and we love potatoes. Anyway, we all grew up with potatoes. These generations, they're growing up with so many more opportunities in terms of cuisines and things to eat that it's just remarkable.
We talked about the growth that we've had. What's the next 10 years look like?
Next 10 years look a lot less stable than the last previous 10 years. Demand is projected to continue to increase, so that's the good thing. So the base fundamental demand for our products are going to go up. But there's a lot of new players in the game, coming from China and India especially. And that creates uncertainty, creates disruptions. And I think that that's what we have to be very careful with as an industry when we're making our plans to plant. We don't just willy-nilly go out and plant extra circles just because we think we should. We need to know where those extra circles are going to go before we plant them.
Moving forward, Richardson said the next trend is culinary prescription, food as medicine. With more from ICE, here's Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Jamie Dickerman.
Great Irie with me right now, Irie Insurance, and great crowd out here today. A lot of guys, producers, people coming through, checking things out. One thing I wanted to talk to you about is we're in a new year. What about crop insurance this year? What are things that we need to know, things that we might not know about yet?
Well, hopefully guys are listening up to some of the people that are in the media or whatever, but not a lot of changes as far as the multi-peril policy. However, we are looking, the ECO, the enhanced coverage option, is definitely going to get enhanced. They're going to subsidize it at 65% versus it used to be 40%. That is the level that you can buy from 86 up to 90 or 86 up to 95% of the county average guarantee. We've had a number of guys that started doing that a year ago or 2 years ago, the SCO and the ECO. However, this year, for a lot of counties, looks like Arc County might be a selection at the FSA office versus PLC. And so guys need to figure out what their rotation looks like. But it looks like with the changes in Arc County values, we may want to be going Arc County, which will cover your up to 86% countywide. And then you can add the ECO on top of that to get a better guarantee, which we may need as far as what I know from the bankers are thinking, how are we going to keep this going? So
good information here, and you're going to want to stop by and check out more information. The International Crop Expo is going on today and tomorrow at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.
The extreme cold that's been impacting the Northern Plains will finally exit the region Friday into Saturday, leading to actually some unusual warming for next week. World Weather Incorporated says that warm air will last long enough to erode snow cover. World Weather says cold air will then return the first week of March, but it won't be as cold as this recent Arctic outbreak. Little to no precipitation is expected through next Tuesday, with some occasional snow possible next week Wednesday through March the 5th. Field work expected to make good progress this week across much of Brazil and Paraguay, as daily rain showers are expected to be light and widely scattered. World Weather says wetter weather is expected next week, with parts of the center-south and southeastern Brazil being the wettest, while northern and far southern Brazil remain the driest. World Weather says little to no rain expected this week in the southern half of Argentina, and crop stress is likely to increase. Daily rounds of rain are expected in southern Argentina beginning Saturday and should continue through the following Tuesday. Well, today's market action has winter wheats trading lower, spring wheat slightly higher. Country futures analyst Darrell Holliday thinks we could be seeing some spread unwinding.
I think there is. I think especially versus the Chicago. Chicago maybe got just a little carried away relative to the spring and the hard red winter to me. But yeah, I think we're seeing some of that. And of course, the soft red winter got up against the 200-day moving average, and so that's worth noting too, I guess, to some extent. I just think, you know, wheat as a whole, if there hasn't been a lot of winter kill, I think one of the things, obviously the southern plains supported by the continued dryness, and there was some concern about winter kill, but I tell you, we trade winter kill every year.
And that, because of that holiday, not too concerned about winter kill.
I find it interesting, we talk about winter kill in February or January, and come May, I never hear about winter kill. We talk about, well, do we get enough rain, and you know, those types of things. We don't ever really hear about winter kill after that, because we really don't know anyway, because wheat's going to develop the way it's going to develop, based upon moisture, a lot of the conditions. And that, I mean, the dryness in the southwest part of the hard red winter area would probably be my biggest concern about the U.S. crop at this point in time.
Minnesota Farm Bureau hosting its second annual Urban Ag Conference at St. Paul College on Saturday. That free event offers urban farmers a chance to connect with peers and engage with local and state leaders on key issues facing urban agriculture and urban food systems. Registration for that begins 9 a.m. next Saturday. Go to Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com. You can sign up for the weekly FarmNet News e-newsletter. You can also download this broadcast and follow us on Facebook and X, all at rrfn.com. Reporting agriculture's business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Midwest Market Solutions President Brian Hoops thinks we are seeing a little bit of a spread unwinding in these grain markets today by the funds.
It does seem like we're unwinding a little bit of some spreads, seeing a little bit of an uptick led by soybeans despite really good weather and weather forecast for South America. Harvest is ongoing in northern Brazil and uncovering record-type yields. But yet we don't see much in the way of U.S. demand trends. In fact, we're slowing down our exports, and soybeans are trying to rally off of the Monday night lows. So it might have something to do with the option expiration as well on Friday when the March grain options go off the board. We tend to kind of do a little bit of positioning going into that report, then trade weaker going into deliveries, and then usually have some sort of a rally afterwards.
And the live cattle futures seeing a light bounce here today as well.
Which is badly needed. We're badly oversold. Cash trade looks no better than really steady this week, maybe lower. And until we get the cutout values to respond and trade higher and heal some of these negative packer margins, we think the cattle market's still going to remain in some trouble. News was so bullish for the while. Now it's so bearish, and things can change pretty quickly. Cattle on feed report is Friday. I'm looking for slightly smaller on feed supplies, but you know we really have to heal the fundamental picture, including packer margins, higher cutout values, if we're going to stage another leg higher. So we've had a big liquidation. Maybe that's enough of a liquidation phase for now.
Farmers are always looking for ways to improve the bottom line. Syngenta's North Dakota Agronomic Service representative, Alan Fromke, says off-season weed management is a great way to help out with that.
As far as commodity prices declining over the last few years, especially wheat, I think since 2022 they've been on a decline. I know many growers are kind of pushed to start to limit their input costs, whether it be fertilizers or their weed management strategies. But we like to stay against that, because that when commodity prices do start to decline, it's really important to retain what you have. So try to make the most out of your bushels. I mean, a good way to do that is to keep your weeds under control. And Genenta does have a few products to offer in our wheat herbicide portfolio, such as our Axial herbicides. That is Axial Bold and Axial Star, and then also Talonor.
Syngenta's Axial Bold and Axial Star products can help with a wide range of weeds.
Oxtail Bold is a two-way one. It has two different active ingredients, both within the group one site of action. And that helps to control a lot of your heavy grass infestations and difficult to control grasses, such as your wild oat, green foxtail, and barnyard grass. And then also Axial Star, which that is has two different sites of action. It has a group one site of action, Pinoxidin, as well as a group four plant growth regulator in it as well. And that is Fluroxypyr, otherwise known as Star Rain. So that'll help pick up your grasses as well as some of your main broadleaves as well, and a big one of those is kochia. With the Fluroxypyr in those non-resistant populations anyway, it'll help you control those.
CW Valley Co-op General Manager Mike Bjertness is at the same co-op he interned at as a high school FFA student, his home FFA chapter, Kindred North Dakota FFA.
I had two FFA advisors, and they were phenomenal. Kurt Leslie and Ted Johnson out of the Kindred FFA chapter were top-notch, and they had a way of pushing students, finding the strengths and pushing them to polish them and maximize their potential. I owe a lot to those two guys. They've been very important to many kids, many students throughout the years.
Bjertness has many highlights from his FFA career, but says the biggest was serving as a North Dakota State FFA officer. Bjertness credits his time in FFA for developing the skills that he uses every day.
Every day and just about everything I do really comes down to the skill set and the confidence that instilled that we can figure this out, and then leadership, sharing or finding a shared goal and working with a team to achieve that. Get involved. FFA is not just for farmers and strictly agribusiness, and it can apply to any industry, and it is a great experience and great skill set for the future.
This National FFA Week salute is made possible by Nutrien, Proceed, and the Red River Farm Network. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Full Circle Ag will be holding their 6th annual Ag Tech Summit on Wednesday, March the 5th in Britton, South Dakota. Location manager, sales agronomist Joe Gustafson says it'll be a full day of some great information.
We try to make it better every year, and a lot of the reps and the vendors, that they come to us with feedback afterwards and say, well, how do you get so many people to come to this? And a lot of it is just the feedback from the growers. And one of the big things early on that we learn is that the growers like to network with other growers. They like to network with the speakers. They like to network with the vendors. At the end of a long winter, they kind of like to get out and talk to other growers. So we budget more time within the day just for conversation, basically. And I think that's what people really enjoy about it.
Along with keynote speaker, the Shark Farmer, Rob Sharkey, there'll be breakout sessions and a panel discussion.
Our Vice President of Agronomy, Justin Ronick, he's going to be moderating a panel with four industry experts on artificial intelligence. And as AI just gets more ingrained into society, it's going to get more ingrained into agriculture. And what does that mean from an equipment standpoint, from an energy standpoint with fuel and those regulations, from agronomy, and then just how we interact with our growers, what's that look like going down the line? And it's changing so fast, and it's going to be really nice to have those guys in there and quiz them about how they're going to handle it going forward.
And again, that 6th annual Ag Tech Summit from Full Circle Ag will be March 5th at Britton, South Dakota. Checking markets before we leave you this afternoon, we're seeing March wheat in Minneapolis down 10 and a quarter cents now, 6:30 and three quarters. July Minneapolis wheat's down 10 and a quarter as well. March Chicago wheat down 15 and a quarter cents at 589 and a half. Kansas City March wheat's down 15 cents at 612 and a quarter. March corn down 4 3/4 cents at 497 and a quarter. May is down 4. New crop December down a penny and a quarter. March soybeans down 7 3/4 at 1030 and 3/4. May down 8 1/4. And November soybeans down 7 1/4. May soybean meal up 80 cents a ton. Bean oil down 106 points. March canola is down 50 cents a metric ton. April live cattle, 85 cents higher. The March feeders, down 62 cents. And April hogs, down 335. This is the Red River Farm Network.